Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
BYU football brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. The Cougars will be punting it away on 4th and 1 from its own 15-yard line, we would presume. At least the punt will be coming here with Sam Vanderhaar on the field. BYU its own 15, leading 7-0 after one. BYU has scored in all 5 quarters of this season. BYU leading, courtesy of a Jake Retzloff to Matabatase 16-yard touchdown in quarter number 1. BYU had a 3rd down and 2, looking to move the sticks inside its own 20 hands, and they ran the option to the right and right into SMU tacklers at the boundary.
It was a perfect defense that SMU had on. They had all their guys walked up and all the responsibilities cared for. So you had the quarterback that was taken out as he pitched, and then you had a beautiful effort off the backside from that linebacker, number 24, Kobe Wilson, to make the tackle. It was really impressive. I currently see Kevin Jennings back in the huddle, so I would expect Kevin Jennings to take this next offensive set for SMU, but we'll see.
2 series for Stone, and now apparently 2 series for Jennings. Do you want an interesting stat, Hans?
I know you do. I love your stats.
BYU has 54 passing yards against SMU after one quarter. In the entire game against SMU back in the 2022 New Mexico Bowl, BYU had 47 passing yards.
Oh, man.
They already have more passing yards in a quarter than they had in the game. That was a Soljay Mayava-Peters game, and BYU is much more ground-reliant that day, and they've already passed their passing number for the entire game on that December day in Albuquerque. Roderick Daniels, Jr., the do-everything player for SMU, is back to return a punt from Sam Vanderhaar. Vanderhaar awaits at his goal line, and Daniels awaits at his 40-yard line. Sam Vanderhaar, just one punt for 36 yards. Last week against Southern Illinois, Landon Rico, Ryan's brother, got in and had a Ryan-like punt of 48 yards on his one attempt. All right, here it is, BYU punting away on 4th and 1 from its own 15-yard line. 15 minutes on the second quarter clock. Daniels, 2 punt returns, averaging 10 per return, a long of 19. They got in and hit Vanderhaar, but no flag as the lower leg was hit, as calling a fair catch and making it at the 47-48-yard line of SMU is Daniels. Yeah, the referee was right there, and there was some contact. That wasn't egregious, and I think, Hans, if you're saying it was probably called the right way, there was technically some contact, or did you want to see something thrown there?
Well,
I didn't think he was able to land the swing foot.
What I want to see is Vanderhaar get in a room with maybe Tom Cruise or Denzel Washington, one of those actors, and teach him how to act it up a little bit.
Because he just kind of ran through it.
Yeah, you
he?
Get that leg hit, and you flail, and you throw your hands in the air, and you win an Oscar. You don't walk through it like you didn't get touched. You got to sell that thing. Now, I would have liked to have seen a flag.
How about this? Micah Harper and Tommy Prassis are the starting safeties. 2 different safeties than began the game for BYU. As the handoff to Breshard Smith is to the far side for a 1st down and more. He stayed in at the boundary and cut up field for a nifty gain of more than 15 yards. On 1st down and 10, it appeared to be that Breshard Smith was going to get swung out and forced out. But he cut up field, and he comes up a little lame, but moves the sticks for SMU. Breshard Smith on the carry, setting SMU up 1st and 10 at the BYU 36. Twins left, single wide right. Give Smith, and he is brought down by the mangler. Blake Mangelson wraps up for a loss of 1. It'll be 2nd down and 11 for SMU.
Early in the season here, Blake Mangelson has been your most consistent and most valuable defensive lineman. And he comes up with another big move right here. He's taken on his offensive tackle. He pushes him across the line of scrimmage. He extends the arms, and he drops to the inside gap to make that tackle. Blake Mangelson continues to do it.
A tackle in a hurry last week against Southern Illinois, an already really impactful game. 2 solo tackles, including a sack here tonight, as Jennings is wrapped up and brought down by Che Bryant Strother for no gain on the play. Taking off was Jennings on 2nd and 11. It'll set up 3rd and 10. He got to the original line plus a yard, but the original line of scrimmage, being the 36, will now set up 3rd down and 10. The line of scrimmage there was the 37, so a gain of 1 to 3rd down and 10. Ball between the hash marks, SMU now right to left, as we see it and you hear it. South to north here at the stadium. A tight triple cluster of receivers to the right, and the running back is Knighton off the right hip of Jennings. Shotgun on a 3rd down and 10 and timeout. SMU, they've taken 2 timeouts here in the first half.
BYU's going with an odd front, an odd defensive front. So they're going to run a nose tackle. They've got Joshua Singh currently.
Time out. SMU. Second of the half.
SMU, now, despite the fact you can now have helmet-to-helmet communications, SMU's got all the colored signs and the colored shirts out there on the coaching staff. They look like the Wiggles down there with all the colored shirts huddling around their players with the timeout that we will take with you. 13-18 to go till halftime. It is BYU 7, SMU no score.
Wow.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at Gerald J. Ford Stadium, Dallas, Texas, 13-18 to play till halftime. BYU leading at 7-0 over SMU. Mustangs facing a third down and 10 after we hear from Mitchell Juergens. And we'll hear from Mitchell after we take a 10-second break for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio.
J. Martin left the field a little hobbled a short time ago. Mitch, what can you tell us down there at field level?
Yeah, the injury originally didn't look to be that serious. They put him on a medical table and spat at his ankles, which typically means he'll be good to go to get back in the game and run around. But as he got off the table and started testing his strength out, they brought him to the medical tent. He's been in there for a good 10 minutes. So his return, I believe, up to this point is questionable.
Oh boy.
Thank you, Mitch. Mitch in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. Third down and 10. Kevin Jennings in the gun. Knighton off his right hip. Twins to the right. Single wide left. Pressure on Jennings. He throws high and behind the intended receiver down at the 15-yard line. Fourth and 10. Knighton was coming out on the wheel. And it's a misfire, and fourth and 10 will bring up a punting situation. The Mustangs will look to punt and pin. You want to be aware of the fake potential from the 36-yard line. Nope, they're going to actually, well, forget the field, forget the punt and pin, because you've got Colin Rogers, and it's 53, but that's makeable. But now his career long is 52, so this would be a career long for Colin Rogers, but he's good for it. He's got a tremendous leg, 39 for 51 for his SMU career from 53 on its way, and it is through for three. SMU's on the board with a career long 53-yard field goal.
Did you see Tyler Batty rolling? Tyler Batty was laying on the ground and rolling towards the official after the kick got off. And I don't know if he was trying to draw some type of flag or if he was just being goofy, but Tyler Batty rolling around. I did want to mention that stop came off of another Blake Mangelson pressure, Greg. And he just is beating his guy flat out, one-on-one. He's not getting help. They're not running stunts. He's grabbing the guy, running him on a bull rush, beating him on an inside rip. He is whooping the offensive lineman in front of him, and that's a good sign.
Well, my fault for being too quick to call for the punt team there, but Rogers and that never hit from longer than 52, but that was 53 for the score, and it's 7-3. The Mustangs are on the board, but this SMU team, which during its 9-game home win streak has been averaging 54 points a game, score their first points of this game. 2 minutes into quarter number two, 7-3, our new score. Rogers will kick off after nailing it from 53. And we'll sidewind this into the end zone and out, angled out, but it was in the end zone when it did go out. It'll be a touchback in BYU to the 25-yard line. So Jake Retzloff of the Cougs back out on the field leading 7-3. Jake tonight is 4 for 7, 54 yards, and a score pass efficiency rating of 169.1. He does have a fumble lost in this game. 25-yard line to spot. BYU now left to right, north to south here at the stadium. Some threatening weather earlier has happily gone elsewhere, and we have mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the 80s and high humidity here in Dallas. Hinkley Ropati with LJ Martin injured. He's the tailback off the right hip. We hope for the best for LJ. A healthy week last week and already an early injury concern. A chest high snap to Retzloff, shuffling in the pocket and goes down for a sack back at the 18-yard line. Loss of 7 on the play. Jared Harrison Hunt with his first sack of the season. The 6'4", 294-pound senior wrapping up and dropping Retzloff. It's second down and long now for BYU.
So that sack just comes off of a nice coverage and Retzloff with indecision. That's on Waylon Lapuaho, and Waylon had him bound up, and he just continued to rip and rip and rip until the count was just too long. That's too long to have to hold your guy.
Second and 17, back at the BYU 18. Retzloff gun. Motion man is Epps. They fake jet sweep. Dump off Scove. Dropped by Tase. Mataba Tase. It almost looked like a tight end screen, but it ends up being an incomplete pass, and third down and 17 for BYU.
Well, I liked how it lined up. I actually thought that the thing started to shape pretty well. I think that it would have had some good yardage, but it just couldn't quite find its mark. He could have slipped to the outside for five.
He caught the ball 1 yard past the line of scrimmage, and before the snap to Hinkley Ropati on the give from Retzloff, it's a timeout BYU. So this is a third down and 17, and the Cougars take their first timeout. Again, the snap got off.
Timeout. BYU. Their first of the half.
Comes with 12:16 to play until halftime. Again, they got the snap off, and the give was to Ropati, but timeout was called. They will take that break with 12:16 to play until halftime, and so we'll take the timeout as well. BYU football is brought to you in part by Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Back with more BYU football with the Cougs leading SMU 7-3 early in quarter number two on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, a concern for BYU, the health of L.J. Martin. The secondary concern, Hans Olsen, is that SMU is catching up to BYU defensively at the moment.
Yeah, they are, and their defensive front is starting to show up a little bit. This series has been all SMU defensive line, getting the pressure, getting the pushback. Jake Retzloff a little bit delayed in the pocket. He needs to be able to pull the trigger, see the open route, and pull the trigger a little bit quicker. But SMU's trench is definitely starting to catch up. I would like to see BYU get some of that play action back involved, maybe moving Jake out to the outsides, allowing the leveled routes where you've got Tase on a shallow route and you've got Chase or you've got Lassiter on a deeper route, and let him make some of those decisions and see if you can catch these SMU safeties up a little bit.
You mentioned Chase. That's Chase Roberts. Last week, 7 for 108. He's been targeted one time with no catches tonight so far.
Yeah,
it's third down and 17 for BYU at the Cougs' own 18-yard line. The clock reads 12:19. The scoreboard reads 7-3 Cougs.
You got to go back to Chase. And when I'm in third and 15, I'm looking for my soft blanket, my warm, comfortable blanket, Chase Roberts.
Roberts and Epps in a stack left. Lassiter to the right. Roberts motions to the backfield. And now resets on the left side. Retzloff and Ropati in the backfield. The play clock is under 10 now as they reset and adjust the formation. Confusion among the receivers on the left side with the play clock at 3 and 2. Snap to Retzloff, and he throws incomplete on an attempted wide receiver screen to the left. But the way that thing was setting up, it just looked all kinds of awkward, and it ends up as an incomplete pass. And just nothing looked right as they got ready to snap that.
Well, you had Epps, Keanu Hill, and Chase Roberts in a bunch set. It's a trip set on the far number. And you had them pointing at each other and pulling them off the ball and putting them up on the ball. When you're trying to adjust that late into the clock, you can get a little bit of panic, and nothing went right.
So on fourth down and 17, Vanderhaar ended punted away, and a flag flies and didn't get it off. False start on BYU.
Ball start, kicking team, number 26, 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
Well, coming out of a timeout, those are two not very encouraging plays for BYU, as it'll be Vanderhaar now backed up into his end zone. SMU's going to be in excellent shape to draw within a point or take a lead on the ensuing possession. 7-3 Cougs, 12:16 to play till halftime. BYU punting away on now 4th and 22. Vanderhaar a yard deep in his end zone. Ball between the hash marks. The long snap from Riggs. The punt away from Rico. 47-yard line catch made by Daniels. No fair catch. He runs to the right side. Great tackle by Tanner Wall. Slapped the ankles and kept him shy of midfield. Tackles him at the 48-yard line. But a short field for SMU, first down and 10.
Holy cow, you talk about that tackle from Tanner Wall. My goodness, that's some speed to chase him down. And He just slaps the foot. If he turns that corner, that's a 20, maybe 25-yard punt return if he turns that corner. So Wall just saved you. Incredible field position.
There was another flag behind the play.
During the kick, holding, receiving team, number 40, 10-yard penalty. First down.
Is Mitchell, Mitch, were you saying down, was Tanner being held?
Yeah, Tanner Wall. Tanner Wall was the one who was being held on that play, so he ran through the hold to then make an extraordinary tackle. So that was, I mean, a ton of credit goes to Tanner on that play.
Yeah, that play begins with Sam Vanderhaar awaiting the snap in his end zone. And now SMU will have the ball first and 10 at its own 32-yard line.
Best case scenario in this situation, because let's just say that he doesn't get held and that corner is turned. They're probably all the way up to BYU's 20, maybe 15-yard line, well into the red zone and threatening. And now you're pushing them back this far. That's what some of these mistakes can do.
Big special teams play for BYU.
And SMU will make mistakes. They'll make emotional mistakes. Greg, this is when BYU's got to really start to pay attention to their emotions. Don't get pulled into any stupidity.
Preston Stone back in at quarterback for SMU. He's in the gun. Keeper, Stone, and not for much. Trying to slalom his way through BYU defenders who were unblocked. It'll be a gain of 1.5, maybe 2 for Stone to the 34-yard line. Second and 8, Mustangs with 11:48 to play till halftime. And they've been going no huddle. Knighton off the left hip of Stone. Two receiving options, wide side, right side, and short side left. Belt high snap. Stone looks to the right. Going down, Isaiah Glasker with BYU's third sack of the night. Glasker went shooting into the backfield. And now SMU's backed up to third and long.
You got five BYU defensive linemen that actually walk up and stuff this thing. You got Glasker who shoved into the A-gap, and he's going to wrap right around Joshua Singh, and he's going to find the opening on the right side of that defensive line, and he just gets a nice, clean blindside hit.
His first career sack and BYU's third of the night, third down and 16 for Stone and the Mustangs. Stone settles in the pocket again, pressure hit as he throws, nearly intercepted. Harrison Taggart got hands on it and couldn't haul it in, and that was with Stone throwing with a man in his face, took the pop, and what a sequence. BYU goes from punting from just outside its end zone to now forcing a 4th and 16 with SMU punting with their punter between his 10 and 15-yard line.
That's Big John. Big John Nelson. He's lined up over the center. He takes a move to the right guard. The right guard oversets, and he slaps, swims back to the inside, and he gets a clear path kill on the quarterback.
Big Bad John.
I love it.
Pearson punts to Kingston. Kingston makes a clean catch. He's got the 30. Parker got the 35, 36-yard line. So BYU on a nice field position swing will take over first and 10 with the ball between the hash marks. 7-3 BYU.
And a trench whooping. Okay, so why is this important? Well, because it's not a fraud. It's not a fake. It's not a cubic zirconian. This is a real diamond. When you're actually winning the battles in the middle and you're winning it with the bigs, that tells you there's substance to the lead and there's substance to the momentum.
Now, can the Cougar offense take some of the momentum the defense has gained for BYU and put some more points on the board here? They've lulled a little bit here offensively. Tight end and two wide receivers left. Wide receiver right is Roberts with Retzloff in the gun. Ropati will move off his left hip and vacate to empty. Retzloff throws on the slant to Roberts, tipped at the line, incomplete.
That's going to be tipped by Jonathan Jefferson, I believe, and he's able to just kind of boot this thing in the air and cause the incompletion. This offense is kind of stalled out since L.J. Martin has left for the sideline, and I don't know if they don't feel like they can run Ropati or if they're not real sure about their run game at this point, but it is hurting them.
Marion and JoJo Phillips left. Roberts right, tight end right. So Twins left and right for Retzloff in the gun. Second and 10 at the BYU 36. There's the give to Ropati, but nothing doing for Hinckley. A yard, maybe a yard and a half to the left. So third down long coming up for BYU. A run on second and 10 with Ropati, and BYU will now go tempo. They're going to go hurry up here. SMU platooning. And a little bit unaware, as the ball is snapped in middle, goes the run on third down and 8 to the 42. Maybe BYU was thinking two downs to gain the 8 yards there, but they went no huddle and ran middle on third and 8. And now set up fourth down and 4, and a punt will be the result. That's an unusual sequence there. They maybe were looking to catch the Mustangs more off guard than they were and gained more than they did, but on third and 8 to a fourth and 4, BYU punts it away.
Yeah, I'm with you on the confusion here, Greg. So I love tempo. I love it. It can be really confusing. But when you got a critical third down, you've got to slow it down and make sure everybody's on board.
Fourth and 4, Rico. High and deep. The spiral sends Daniels back to the 9-yard line, makes the catch, makes the first man miss, has a nice return up the middle, 20, 25, 30, and Daniels goes down to the 30-yard line. So BYU's offense does not, the Cougs said the ball came loose late, come out of the pile with the ball, but the call on the field is down after the return. So defense gave the BYU offense a shot there, but on 3rd and 8, with some hurry-up football, a run middle for 4, setting up a 4th and 4 and a punt. That was a little bit interesting, as in not typical for what you might see their plan being. Sometimes if they do that, they're going to go for it on the 4th down, but they did not this time.
So I'm okay if it's an RPO look, but you know, giving it off and going for the run in that kind of down the distance.
It is SMU when we come back, however. 9:29. Mustangs with the football at their own 29-yard line. BYU 7, SMU 3. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU football brought to you in part by Smith's. Hey, Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. BYU 7, SMU 3, low-scoring affair with an SMU team that's been high-scoring during a 9-game win streak, averaging 53.9 points per home game in that streak. A win tonight here at home would be the would tie for the third longest home win streak in SMU football history. We come back in to Kevin Jennings, returning at quarterback. Preston Stone hasn't gotten the first down with him at quarterback tonight, and Jennings has been the guy to move it. Rashard Smith, tailback off the right hip, play fake. Jennings dumps it off to Smith, makes a nice one-handed grab and plenty of green grass to explore to the left side of the field. He got 8 yards upfield. Give him 9, give him 10. Well, just give him the first down. He got to the line to gain. The mark is 11 on the run after catch. And when Kevin Jennings comes in the game, SMU moves the football.
All right, so this is all-man coverage. I'll explain this a little bit. All-man coverage, you just ran guys off to get that open look.
Pistol, Smith behind Jennings. First and 10 at the SMU 39. Give middle, big hole for Rashard Smith, and that's a 7-yard run. And SMU approaching BYU in total yardage with that scamper by Smith. Neither team's at 100 yards, however, in total offense. This is a defensive battle thus far. A chest-high snap, give to Smith, trying to follow a blocker and shoots ahead for 3. On a 2nd and 3, give him 4, move the sticks.
Great second effort right there by Smith. He was held up and bound up. I thought Joshua Singh did a good job of holding the point of attack, but he faked back to the left, and then he pushed across his center's back off to the right, and he found that extra room to get him the first.
3 defenders in, 3 defenders out, and 3 defenders on the line for BYU in terms of D linemen, backers left and right. So a 5 up front for BYU and a 1st and 10 for SMU at midfield. Keeper Jennings middle. Tyler Batty wraps up and calls down after a gain of 2. It'll be 2nd down and 8. 8:05 to play until halftime. 7-3. BYU leading it. The Cougars scored. Jake Retzloff to Matava Tase. He was hurt on the play. Has since, I think, returned to the game. LJ Martin has not returned to the game since going out.
Good to hear you say Tyler Batty's name. Need to see him really start to get active out here.
2 tackles last week and 2 tackles tonight. BYU blitzing with Glasker from the quarterback's left. He throws to the right to Knighton. He's knocked out of bounds by Jack Kelly, shy of the line to gain. That was second and eight, and a boundary throw for five. It'll be third down and three, and the Mustangs are right back to the line of scrimmage. It may be two downs to gain three, as they're at the 43 of BYU. So four down territory, you would think. Twins left, single wide right. And a tight end acting as a fullback, joining Kevin Jennings and Jalen Knighton in the backfield. Shotgun snap to Jennings. Gives Knighton. He's got first down and more to the right side. Outside the right side numbers. A gain of six on third down and three. SMU is now 1 for 7. That was their first third down conversion of the night. The Mustangs move the sticks and create first and 10 at the BYU 36. Mustangs go tempo right back to the line, and back in the gun is Jennings. Claps the hands, chest high snap, three-step drop, deflected ball, high and dropped. It took a touch at the line of scrimmage, and Jordan Hudson had a catchable ball down around the line to gain, couldn't haul it in. So even despite the deflection, that was catchable, but was dropped for second and 10 at the BYU 36.
BYU went with an odd front there and ended up rushing four out of a 3-3 stack. Ice Moa came in late to the rush. But here's the thing, Greg. The pass rush is slowing up a little bit, and the pocket is becoming more clean for Jennings.
Ho'omalatai, Banya, and Latui now the three down linemen. Option pitch to the left to Smith. And Smith is well tackled as he runs it left. Crew Wakely got in to make the tackle. That came on a second and 10, only a gain of one to the left side with plenty of open field. Great man-on-man tackle by Crew Wakely as he hauls down Breshard Smith, setting up a third down and nine. The ball's at 35.
Crew Wakely comes from a nice depth to be able to seal up that tackle. I really like him. When he gets to the outside and he finds his target, he does bring him down.
The Mustangs are in scoring territory. They have a 53-yarder already in this game. Third and nine from the BYU 35. Deep drop, pressure, lob up, and incomplete to the far side. Evan Johnson, though, running stride for stride with the intended receiver, Keyshawn Smith. And so they made it from 53. They're going to try from 52. How about this? Back-to-back 50-yard-plus tries here in the first half. And Rogers is already good from 53. His career high came in this season of 52. And he'll try and do another long one and make it a one-point game.
I like what Jay Hill's doing with his defense right now. He's getting aggressive. He brought five on that pressure, and he's mixing it up with Jack Kelly. You don't know when Jack's coming. You don't know when he's dropping. You don't know he's getting to the flats to make a tackle. It's been great, aggressive defense so far.
It's from 52. We hit from 52 in Reno in the opener, and looking for another 52-yarder, and good again. Unbelievable, this kid. Three 50-yarders so far in the first three games. 52, 52, and 53.
Okay.
Colin Rogers makes it a one-point game, 7-6. What a luxury to know you can count on points when you get to the 35-yard line. 7-6 is our new score. So BYU taking the 7-0 lead as seen since Colin Rogers hit from 53 and 52, the 53 a career long. It's a one-point ball game.
Okay, so
I need to go till halftime.
I want to see something out of the backfield now. And you lost L.J. Martin. I haven't seen him come back onto the sideline yet. And that's fine. That doesn't mean to go away from it. Try Miles Davis. If Hinkley Rapati isn't getting it done, try Miles Davis. You've got 6 minutes left in this half. That's plenty of time to calm yourself down, get the running presence going, hit off the edge a little bit. Now, this is where you start to expect a little Aaron Roderick trickery, a little bit of Aaron Roderick magic. He likes to hit a play action look just before the half on a first down when maybe you're not expecting it. But either it's going to be a staple run or something crazy by Aaron Roderick, but you got to get this drive going, Greg.
If you get long field goal misses, you've got wins on defense. And SMU is winning in the special teams right now, courtesy of Colin Rogers. Two long boots, but BYU keeps the lead. Rogers kicks off. A back spinner to Marion at the 3-yard line. He'll return it 10-15 and didn't get out to the 20. So BYU is minus 9, let's call it, on that return. If you fair catch that kickoff, you're going to be at the 25.
Yeah, you got to fair catch that. Talking about special teams, you were just mentioning it. And they are winning the special teams battle. You don't see over 100 yards of field goal in just two kicks in a football game. That's over 100 yards of field goals in just two kicks in the first half of this game. That's impressive. good special teams wins so far.
If you can coax a return from inside the five, you'll take your chances if you're SMU, and they did that for a 16-yard BYU line of scrimmage. 16-yard line for the Cougs, first and 10. Ropati off the right hip of Retzloff. Jake's got to get going again. Throws to Hinkley, who drops it in the right flat.
Yep.
Incomplete.
Yeah, right in the hands. Perfectly targeted. Nice route. Hits him right in the hands. He went to turn. His defender was there. I mean, it would have been a tackle for five, maybe
six. It's a gain of five or six. Yeah, it's a solid first down play.
A really nice first down play. Good first down call. Everything looked right, and he just flat out dropped.
Well, since L.J. Martin left the game, nothing's gone right for BYU on offense. Now Pistol. Again, Retzloff and the Cougs have to get back into a rhythm. A second and 10 here. SMU will show four up front. Ropati will take the handoff and drive forward for four to the 20-yard line. Third down and six with 5:46 to play till halftime. 7-6 BYU leading it here in Dallas.
So, you know, you're going to continue to trust Hinkley Ropati. He's a longtime veteran. He's been around forever. You didn't see him in 23, but you saw him run in 22. And he's a team leader. And you're expecting him to pick up these yards and get you into good third down situations. But third and long here, Greg, it's getting tough.
This feels like a big third down for BYU. Third and seven just to reestablish some kind of momentum here inside the BYU 20, 19-yard line. Ball near hash. Retzloff bobbled the snap, picks it off the ground. Now takes off to his left, looking for something downfield. Throws incomplete into the BYU team area.
Over the head.
Looking for Lassiter. And Lassiter was actually making an outbreaking route, but Jake overthrew him. But it's that first down drop. It's the bobbled snap on third down. Just all out of sorts right now, the BYU offense. And they're punting away on fourth down and seven at the BYU 19-yard line.
Listen, Greg, that Lassiter route was open. Lassiter hit the comeback. He hit the stop button. He hit the comeback, and he had about 2-3 yard buffer. If Retzloff puts it on him, that's a first down. Easy first down. That's kind of a
despite the bobbled snap and picking it off the turf.
It's an easy pitch and catch. Just calm it down and put it on your target.
Rico, sky high.
Whew. That's in there.
And there's a wave away by the Mustangs. It'll take a Mustang bounce, however. Oh, and hit a Mustang. BYU football. The Cougs catch a break at the 36. The Mustangs were waving away. It hit the turf. It hit off the back of an SMU player, and the Cougars pounce on it. First down and 10 at the SMU 36-yard line. A massive play, and did BYU need that?
Wow, this thing is like a gap wedge golf ball going sky high, and I think every one of the SMU players out on the field completely lost track of it.
The ruling on the field, the kick was touched by the receiving team and recovered by the kicking team. First down.
Wow.
BYU.
36-yard line, a short field for BYU. And Pans, the offense needs some help right now. They just got it.
Yeah, this is a big-time break. And this is a, when we talk about special teams, SMU getting the win, well, this is a great job by BYU pushing him back into the ball. I can't tell who that was locked up.
Was that Kelly? Was that Jack Kelly that came away with it?
Oh, it's Tanner Wall that locked him up and pushed him into it.
But who got the recovery? Ropati, no, they play fake handoff. They fake it to, oh, and Darius Lassiter makes a catch in the right flat, and he tried to escape one ankle tackle and could not, and gets no gain on the play. If he gets out of that one tackle, Lassiter's going to trot for a few yards.
I like that play call, too. I like the calls that are coming in from Aaron Roderick. I think that they're getting him into those playmaking lanes. It's just one shoelace, and he comes down. He's got to be able to step through that. Good tackle by Jonathan McGill.
Goes to second and 10, though. Another second and 10 for BYU. Epps and Lassiter left. Roberts is wide to the right. Lassiter in his return has yet to make a catch. Yet to make more than that one catch he just had a moment ago. Ropati, good run on second down and 10. He got nearly 10. In fact, I thought he had the line to gain. They're not spotting it at their first down hands. I thought that's a rough spot.
It was a rough spot. Now, he's going to follow Todd Tase. Tase is going to come all the way across the back of the formation, and Ropati just gets right on his back hip. And Tase just picks up Kobe Wilson, the outside linebacker for SMU, and runs him.
Now, that's an unfortunate spot. It ends up being third and inches. Just backtracking to a moment ago, the completion to Lassiter was called a run and not a reception officially on that first down for no gain. Third down and inches now, and they're going to go Retzloff in the gun with Ropati off his right hip. Shotgun. Toss right to Hinkley, and Hinkley maybe barely got it.
I think he's short.
On third and inches.
I think he's short.
There's a little toss to Hinkley, and they're going to mark him short.
Yeah, he was hit right at the pitch point.
You know, and I've always been an advocate of on third and shorter inches, just get under center, and nothing wrong with quarterback sneak.
I'm with you, Greg. Just get under center. Let Connor Pay pave the way. That's the saying. That's a poem.
And now this has to be a win for BYU on fourth and inches. Now you've lost momentum. You got to get it back. The special teams give you a shot, but they're going to go shotgun here with Miles Davis joining Retzloff in the gun. And timeout SMU. Well, they'll take their third and final timeout of the first half.
You've
with
got
50 to go till halftime.
You've got to take the timeout there, because guess who was right there in the middle? Anthony Booker. You're not going to push
timeout.
260 pounds.
SMU.
Get the timeout.
That's the third and final.
Get the personnel group in and get the right play. This is a critical fourth down.
Well, on second and 10, I thought Rapati had the first down run. They marked him short. On third and inches, it's a little short toss to Hinkley for no gain. And now you're sitting at fourth and inches, and BYU was setting up in shotgun. So you're already giving, you're giving quarterback the football 4 or 5 yards back of the line to gain when the play starts. You've got to make 4 yards from there.
Let Connor Pay pave the way. It's not real difficult. Get under center and let him move. Now, when they moved Booker into that nose tackle position, now you got yourself a matchup. But I thought that they had an opportunity there on third down to just get the push right there in the middle, get the first and keep this drive going. But here we go, Greg. Let's pump it up. Big fourth down possession here by BYU.
Fourth and inches. Ball at the SMU 27-yard line. 7-6. Cougs lead it 2:50 to go till halftime. Retzloff is in the gun. They motion Lassiter from left to right. He stops at twins right. The play clock is at 10. And now Retzloff will go under center. Fake it. Step back to the gun with 6 and 5. Davis off his left hip. 4 and 3. The snap at 2. And stop for a loss as Miles Davis, BYU, turns it over on downs.
All right, temperature's going to start to rise a little bit here, Greg, because you're trying to draw them offsides. So you're using the clock to throw as many audibles and as many cadences as you can to try to get SMU to jump offsides and give you the first down. Now, what's bad is in that moment, you get a confusion on the possession. So you've got backs that are trying to figure out where they're supposed to be. Retzloff stepping up to the line of scrimmage. He's confused on exactly where and where he's at and what he's doing. Too much confusion on a fourth down, and SMU took advantage of it.
From third and inches to giving the ball away on downs. Quads to the right, single wide left. Kevin Jennings and the Mustangs in empty on first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. The special teams gave BYU a huge shot in the arm. The Cougar offense could not take advantage. Screen to the right side is good for a gain of 6 to the 35-yard line. Give them the 34, gain of 5. 2:35 to play until halftime. And the Mustangs in hurry up. 7-6, our score stays. Shotgun snap, Jennings. Play action, complete to Brinson. Midfield, 42-yard line of BYU. Romello Brinson with an intermediate reception. Yak yard setting SMU up. There's a flag.
Holding. Offense. Number 54. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
Another break for the Cougs. Bring that big play back on the hold with 2:16 to go till halftime.
Well, the hold is going to come on, I think it was John Nelson. No, it might have been Mangelson that was coming through the middle, and he just has to hook Mangelson across the hips and kind of drag with him. So great job by Mangelson to force that holding penalty. Holy cow, what a big break, Greg. What a big break. They were just grabbing the momentum, and that takes them back.
Second down, 15. Screen right, complete. To the 29-yard line, a gain of 5. It'll be third down and 10. We've hit the 2-minute timeout mark here in the second quarter. That completion to the 30-yard line. It'll be third down and 10.
That is the 2-minute timeout.
Third down and 9 officially when we come back. So still a big chance here for BYU to get the ball back and a chance to score before halftime. 1:59 to go till the break. It'll be SMU facing a third and 9 at its own 30-yard line. BYU still has the lead in this game. 7-6 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time for an All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. It's an All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game because it comes with under 2 minutes to play in quarter number two. And BYU nursing a narrow one-point lead at 7-6. It'll be third down and nine for SMU from its own 30-yard line. So BYU's on defense for this money moment of the game. A hold here, and you get the ball back in good field position with a chance to score more before the break. But since going up 7-0, the BYU offense has struggled mightily in this game. And they were given a huge break on a special teams play with a short field, a 36-yard line of scrimmage on the SMU side of the field, and BYU got to a third in inches and a fourth in inches and had no gain, followed by a loss on the play. So since that touchdown, BYU's gone. Punt, 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 turnover on downs.
Ooh, yeah, that's brutal. Now they got to get something going. Now watch, this is a third and long, third and nine. So you are going to be watching R.J. Maryland. This is the tight end. He's only got one reception to this point. And you got to look and see where he's lined up. I believe he's in the slot, so keep a real eye on that.
Jennings gun on third down and nine. Twins left and right. The running back is Knighton. The shotgun snap. He looks to the left. He looks to the right. Takes off to the right. Throws on the run. Complete for a first down to the 45-yard line. On third down and nine, a gain of 15 to Keyshawn Smith.
Kevin Jennings is going to find some room to the outside right, so he's going to rush to his outside on the right side. There is no contain there. And
to the 40-yard line, a pass to Jake Bailey as the Mustangs go tempo and are almost in scoring territory. 1:41 to play till halftime. They go right back to the line of scrimmage. They love to play the hurry-up game, and they are back in position to snap with a first and 10 at the BYU 40. Three down linemen for BYU. Rush comes from the right. One goes to the left. A hurdle out of bounds by Jalen Knighton for another first down. 15, 16, 17-yard gain. And now it's big chunks of yards, and SMU's in position to take a lead before halftime.
Got some bleeding going on the outsides right now. You got to go tell your defensive ends to stay wide. Tyler Batty kind of gets sucked inside, and you don't have the speed to get out there to cover.
John Nelson trudging off the field. As the Cougars platoon defensively, wide defensive line splits, three down linemen on the first and 10 from the BYU 23. Jennings, option to the right, will keep. And take a bumper car look off tackle right. Did the ball come loose? He fell to the ground at the 20. No fumble there, but a gain of only three. It'll be second down and seven. 1:15. SMU's fixing to lead before halftime. BYU led 7-0. Two long field goals, making it 7-6, and now with 1:06 to play before the break, it is second and seven Mustangs, ball far hash. Breshard Smith, the tailback, off the left hip of Jennings. Wide open is Smith, who receives it in the left flat, knocked out at the 21-yard line, so it's a loss of one. It'll set up third down and eight. A lot of room to the left there, but BYU came up on Smith quickly. Still a big down for the Cougs here, but SMU should have a lead at halftime with Rogers almost automatic. At the line of scrimmage, the BYU 21.
Got to love Jacob Robinson's athleticism. He actually took his trail man across the middle of the field, but he came up and made that open field play right there, Greg.
A 3-3-5 for BYU defensively. Third and eight, Mustang. Snap, chest high to Jennings. Pressure in on Jennings. He throws incomplete between the hash marks on a deep cross intended for Bailey. So on fourth down and eight, Colin Rogers will come on to give his team a lead of 9-7. Now, BYU still will have time to score before the break. And they showed last week with roughly the same amount of time on the clock that they could drive in a short span of time to take a lead. In fact, they took a lead with a career-long 52-yarder from Will Farron. Or a 50-yarder, beg your pardon, by Will Farron at the break last week. This time it's Rogers, who's hit from 53 and 52 tonight. This from 38. The kick is on its way. And is through for three. Three for three is Rogers, and SMU takes a 9-7 lead with 42 seconds to go until halftime. So BYU offense gets the ball back in the final minute. Cougs got the Mustangs to a third and nine there. With a 15-yard completion. A Third down failure later in the possession results in the Rogers field goal. He's been all the scoring for SMU here in half number one.
Been softening it up on the outside, and they've been getting rid of the ball. So they're neutralizing BYU's pass rush. BYU is starting to suck to the insides a little bit too much. So remind your ends to stay outside. Don't let them give up contain. Can't be that soft on the edges. And make sure that my outside linebackers, my safeties, and my corners are all coming up in that edge support. Right now, SMU's got wide receivers that are blocking on the outside really well. Don't allow yourself to be blocked. If you're Mark Collins, don't allow it. Fight off of it and go make a tackle.
Marion back to return. Miles Davis, the off returner. Kickoff by Colin Rogers with 42 seconds remaining. High and deep, it'll be a touchback, and BYU out to the 25. Hans, remember I told you BYU had 54 first quarter passing yards, which surpassed their number from the entire game against SMU back in 2022.
That was a long time ago, you told
BYU
me.
BYU has 0 passing yards in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Zero.
You told me
not
that
thrown
a long
for a
time
single
ago.
Yard in the second quarter.
It's weird. A lot of batted passes, some inaccurate passes. There was a wide open look to Darius Lassiter on a third down that would have been a critical possession that was overthrown. Retzlaff just needs to take a deep breath and just relax and go back to throwing those darts that he threw against Southern Illinois.
Two receiving options, left and right, ball far hash. BYU 25-yard line, first and 10. Retzlaff throws the deep out to the right. There are the first passing yards of the quarter. They go to Chase Roberts for a gain of 12 and a first down for BYU. Out to the 37-yard line. The
clean pocket.
Two timeouts remaining here in the first half.
That was a
they
clean
take one of them right there.
Yeah, that was clean pocket. That's what you need. Just give them a clean pocket.
Timeout. BYU. Their second of the half. 30-second timeout.
BYU now trailing 9-7. Nine straight points on three straight field goals from Colin Rogers. 33 seconds to go until the break. The Cougs have one timeout remaining. BYU football is brought to you in part by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. It's not entirely related, or at least exclusively related, but since L.J. Martin left the game, the BYU offense has not done much at all. And that is a downbeat note here. L.J. Martin, leading rusher from last season, leaving injured early in this game. Retzlaff in the gun. First and 10 from the BYU 37. Shuffling and dumping off to Ropati. Makes the catch, but just for a couple of yards, maybe three out to the 40. BYU calls its final timeout.
So you're going to drop a screen just behind your offensive line. Offensive line's going to give up all kinds of ground. Let that D-line get deep.
Timeout. BYU. Their final of the half.
Then you drop it right in behind them. You just could not find the lane on the inside.
So BYU without some productivity here with no timeouts remaining will trail at halftime. They could get in position for a long Will Farron field goal, which is what they did last week against Southern Illinois at the break. 24 seconds, though, no timeouts left. And BYU is now trailing by a score of 9-7. BYU's lost four consecutive games when trailing at the break under Kalani Sitake. BYU wins 23% of its games, 9-31 when trailing at halftime. They trail now by two.
This is one of those possessions, you know, where you're second and seven, second and eight, and you got small time where you look for maybe a crosser route with Cody Epps. You put Epps in the slot and give him that crosser route that we've seen him break for 15, 20 yards.
Trips left, single wide right, ball near hash, BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. Second and seven, Retzlaff will short boot and take off to the left, square to throw, now tuck and run, and have the first down at the boundary. So on second and seven, he gained eight, 16 seconds remaining and no timeouts, and the ball nearing midfield, it'll be the 47-yard line. So you need about 18 to 20 yards to give yourselves a shot at a field goal here, and you got to do it without breaking plays because no timeouts remain. JoJo Phillips without a catch is lined wide to the right, trips to the right. Retzlaff in the gun with Ropati, single wide receiver left on a first and 10 from the BYU 47. Retzlaff sprinting out to the right, will again tuck and again run and take it into SMU territory out at the 48-yard line. The line to gain less important than the time on the clock. It'll be second down and 5 with 9 seconds to play. So 48-yard line. You run a 15-yard out and give Will Farron a chance to give your team the lead at the break. That would be the ideal here. 48-yard line of SMU, second down 5, 9 seconds on the clock, no timeouts either team. 9-7 Mustangs is our score. Retzloff in the gun, takes a chest high snap, helmet high snap, and throws underneath. And that is good for a first down, and Marion will stop the clock on the first down. When the ball is set, BYU will quickly spike it and have a chance at a Will Farron field goal with 2 seconds. So there you go. Well done. So the clock does stop on the first down, which it did. And then when they set the ball, BYU spiked immediately. And so with 2 seconds to go, BYU can retake the lead, but it will take a 54-yard Will Farron field goal. His career long is 50, and it's almost closer to 55 here. Vanderhaar's knee is down just inside the 45. So from nearly 55 yards, Will Farron for the lead at the break. Snap back, good placement. Will it get there? It will miss. And no good. Did it get to the crossbar?
It didn't look like it quite had the distance to me.
You know what? It was actually wide
right
to the left. And I think did have the distance barely, but missed to the left. And so a long miss at the break, and BYU will trail 9-7 at halftime. That would have been a huge momentum boost for BYU for a second consecutive week with Farron hitting from deep at the break, but he misses just wide left. And so SMU's kicker made his long kicks. BYU's kicker missed his long try, and 9-7 SMU in front. Pretty solid first quarter and struggle in the second quarter for BYU, which trails by 2 at the break. We're going to head down to Mitchell Juergens with BYU head coach Kalani Sitake in a few seconds. BYU in that second quarter had 26 passing yards. Let's go down to Mitch with Kalani. Mitch.
Coach, your defense has been solid against a very high-powered SMU offense. How have you been able to keep them out of the end zone so far this first half?
Yeah, we need the offense to score more points. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I like the way we ended the half, but, man, we need some momentum. We need to get some stuff going, and we need some chunk yardage.
What do you want to see change with the offense to get that momentum back?
Create momentum. It seems like we're just shooting ourselves in the foot, dropping the ball. There's a lot of mistakes right now. Missed assignments. Got a turnover because we snapped the ball too late. It's like we gotta start doing things on our own and make sure we're playing clean football.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch, with Kalani Sitake. SMU 9, BYU 7, our halftime score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.